Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to another edition, Girl Power Hours, Awaken the Goddess Within. I want to say thank you, of course, to all the listeners and those who have been calling in the last couple of weeks to talk to Elizabeth Harbin. She is not on with me today. I am alone on this show today. However, Elizabeth will be with me the first and third Wednesday of every month, and you will be able to call in and get free psychic readings on those days. We are also thinking about extending those particular show days to 90 minutes versus 60 minutes, since we seem to be going over time anyway. If you have an opinion on that, if you would like for us to increase the time, by all means, send us a message, facebook.com/girlpowerhalfhour. Send a message there. Let us know what you think. Should we increase the time to 90 minutes on the days that Elizabeth is on? Or should we keep it at 60 minutes and just go over time and let you listen to the rest of the episode via the archive link? The other question I have for all of you listening, would you like to hear Elizabeth on the show more often? Now, we wouldn't be offering psychic readings more than twice a month. We don't want you to get sick of that. However, we would like to know whether or not you'd want to have her on to talk about the things that she also shares on the days that she offers psychic readings, like moon cycles and crystals, which is what we're talking about today, goddess energy, ascension, all of the things that she and I discuss on a daily basis with each other. It's something that we could do on the show and discuss with you. Now, that wouldn't interfere with having guests on. If we wanted to have a special guest on, then one of us would take a break while the other one interviewed the guest. So we could still do that. It's up to you guys. We want to know what you think. So again, facebook.com/girlpowerhalfhour. Send us a message. Let us know your thoughts. If you're on the event page, if I've invited you to the event or if your friend invited you to the event and you'd rather post there your opinion via a comment or post on that page, by all means, do that as well. You don't have to send a private message. You can post it there. However you get this information to me, just let me know what you think. So again, first question, 90 minutes or 60 minutes when Elizabeth is on? Second question, would you like to have Elizabeth on more often? Not for free psychic readings, but to give us more information on all of the things that she discusses with us every time she is on the show. Because sometimes when we have callers, we don't get an opportunity to hear her wealth of information, and we would all love to hear it. And I would love to discuss it with her because it's, well, honestly, favorite topic of discussion, and that's something that we talk about daily. So let us know what you think again. Also, wanted to let you know we have quite a few good shows coming up. I want you to stay tuned and stay updated. So with all the new information coming in on this show and the two new shows that we've got added, Girl Power Hour now has Awaken the Goddess Within, as well as an upcoming show that has not been announced officially yet. I mean, we do have it listed on our page, but it hasn't been announced officially yet, the Wonder Twin Power Hour. And the start date and time and all of that is still to come. If you want that information, make sure that you've liked our Girl Power Hour page. Again, facebook.com/girlpowerhalfhour. Go there, like the page, stay updated. Make sure that you're checking in with us to find out what's going on, what we've added and what we're doing, what guests we're going to have on, and who we're going to be talking to in the next couple of months. We want to make sure that you're up to date and marking your calendar so that you can tune in, and when we have Elizabeth on, you can call in. We also have other guests that offer callers. For instance, Valerie Green is a relationship coach that's been on our show before. She'll be on our show again, and she offers free relationship coaching to callers, which is an amazing opportunity. How often do you get free services like that? So, opportunities are endless here. One I'd love to mention today, a big announcement I hope you're tuning in for, and I certainly asked you all to pay close attention to this. We have a new sponsor. I'm excited about this. I know that you heard me, if you were listening, you heard me talk about an experience I had with an Etsy shop, and now you see me. So you write it out, the words, and now you see me. And it's all one running together word. I think everything, each word is capitalized, not all caps, but the first letter capitalized, but it all runs together. and Now You See Me is a shop on Etsy. I had a great experience over the holidays with this Etsy shop and the Etsy shop owner. What an amazing, amazing individual. And I believe her name is Cherie Moffey. I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name correct, but Cherie, I'm aware, is I think her first name. It could be Sherry, but my middle name is Cherie, and it's spelled similar, so I went with that. She's an amazing individual, such a light in this world, and she creates just phenomenal pieces of jewelry out of course, crystals. She has trilobite as well, which is a fossil. She has shark teeth fossils, all kinds of really goddess-like jewelry, not just for the women, but also for the men. So lots of great gift ideas, lots of great gifts for yourself, and just, you know, a good place to shop and have good energy. So if you're looking for a special gift item for any occasion coming up, Valentine's Day, if you celebrate that, which I hope you do. I don't want to bash on Valentine's Day. Lots of people do. I realize it's a Hallmark holiday kind of thing, but it's a day of love. Could be wrong with that. It's a great thing. Every day should be a day of love, in my opinion. But if you're looking for a gift for Valentine's Day, if you're looking for a gift for a birthday that's coming up, I'm a February birthday, so hello all you Aquarians out there. If you want to check out her shop, well, go check it out. And then because you heard it here, type in discount code GODDESS, all caps, GODDESS, G-O-D-D-E-S-S, and you'll receive 10% off anything you purchase. So that's what you get for listening to our show. Every time you tune in, anytime you tune in, if you hear that here, well, that's all you have to do. Go to her shop and Now You See Me on Etsy. If you find something on there you like, type in the discount code GODDESS, and you get 10% off your purchase. How cool is that? So I want to thank you again to Cherie Moffey for doing that and a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful shop she has. Great energy. Love meeting her. Love these connections. What a great world we live in. It's an awesome universe. You know, we just have these connections that come out of nowhere with people, and we know they're not out of nowhere. This is a spirit thing, and 100% with her and I. It was pretty amazing. Love that stuff. All right, now on to today. I wanted to give you some information about crystals. Elizabeth and I talk about crystals quite a bit when she's on the show. We don't have as much opportunity to talk about it as we'd like to, because, again, that's a topic I could speak about for days. I am certainly a crystal collector. If you were to walk into my home, you would see them everywhere. In fact, I see clients. As you know, I'm a spiritual life coach as well, and so I have some clients that really are a bit in awe of all the rocks around them. So it's something that I've absolutely fallen in love with. I love the energy. I love the experience. And nothing excites me more than finding out about new crystals I've yet to see or learn anything about, and some of which Elizabeth has yet to see. And now let me tell you, she's quite the expert on crystals. And so there's some new crystals coming our way, crystals we've never heard of, crystals we've never worked with, crystals that are coming into knowing, I guess, things that we're going to be discovering and learning about. That's exciting. Especially, you know, for someone like myself who really does love nothing more than finding a new rock. So want to share with you today, however, just the basics of crystals and the must-haves. So, you know, some of you may already kind of know all this stuff, but, hey, it can't hurt to just kind of refresh, right? And then, you know, make sure that you have those that I'm going to tell you you must have, especially for this year, but certainly just all the time. I mean, I realize that every year the energy shifts and changes, and we are to add some different things to our collection, but in my opinion, there are some that we just need all the time, year-round, regardless of what year it is. And I'm going to tell you about those today. But first, I want to start with just the basics. So when we talk about crystals, typically I am referring to crystal healing. I do a lot of that with my clients. I certainly do it with myself. Now, I also have clients that I just strictly do life coaching stuff with, but I have some that come to me for crystal healing and gift strengthening. And those who do want to learn as much as possible about crystals, and when they come in, I can tell from their energy because spirit gives me that information, not because I just happen to know what it is they're missing or what it is they're needing. And so, for instance, if they come to me and they're struggling with something that is causing them quite a bit of emotional pain, then I know that something's going on with their heart chakra, and I'm aware of what crystals they will need as a result of that. This basic information is the kind of stuff that will help you know that about yourself. So, here we go. first things first, again, when we talk about crystals, we're talking about, these rocks that come from the earth that have this energy that's been basically infused into them from Mother Earth. They're gifts to us from Mother Earth, things that we're using to help. Now, there are people out there who would say, okay, well, a crystal doesn't heal you. A rock doesn't heal you. God does that. Well, I agree. I'm not thinking that you hold a crystal and that's your cure any more than I think that you take an antibiotic and that's your cure. To be truthful, I think that, we could say, well, a doctor doesn't heal you, God does. It's all different types of healing. In my opinion, working with the body is part of crystal healing, whereas, there's some areas of modern medicine I think we're kind of working against the body and not necessarily helping, but possibly doing more damage because we're working with the symptoms rather than the core, the root cause. And crystal healing is working with the root cause. So when we're talking about crystals, we're basically talking about working with energy, working with Mother Earth's medicine. We're talking about not just like, there's herbal medicine, of course, but we're talking about rocks, crystals that form in the earth that have healing energy given to us by Mother Earth. So because we're dealing with energy, we want to look at our energy points. So our crown chakra, our third eye chakra, throat and heart, solar plexus, sacral and root chakras, all of those chakras are our energy points. And they are basically what keeps us, either flowing and moving along in this life at ease, or blocks us in certain areas, depending on which chakra is affected, from achieving what it is we want to achieve, from feeling the way that we want to feel. And so crystals can help unlock those blockages or continue to help us flow and move freely along in this life. When we're talking about chakras, we're talking about the crown, which is the top of your head, and that is the purple chakra. So that color, purple, aligns with that chakra. And as such, any purple crystals will also assist. So if you're dealing with, let me just go with the physical aspects of things. Let's say you're having a lot of headaches at the top of your head, the crown of your head. Maybe you're having sore scalp or tightness there. A lot of these issues align with whatever's going on with us spiritually or emotionally, because let's face it, in the spiritual realm of things, there's no such thing as disease. It's dis-ease of the spirit. There is a spiritual life coach, Kathy Hadley, who has a page. I think you can just search the spiritual causes of disease, and then she has a list of different ailments and how the spiritual aspect of the self applies to that ailment. So, for instance, knee pain might be fear, or foot pain is like a fear of moving forward, things like that, all listed on her site. You can look up any ailment and figure out which spiritual, imbalance would be the cause of it. Well, knowing this kind of stuff is helpful when it comes to crystals and crystal healing, because if you're having some sort of issue with the crown of your head, the top of your head, then it's more than likely an issue with your crown chakra. Maybe there's a blockage there, something that needs to be released. Now, of course, you would have to be with a crystal healer or know this intuitively, listen to spirit, see someone with Reiki, something like that, to actually know maybe what's going on. But what you can know is that listening to your own body, well, that's the best advice that you can possibly ever get, the advice you get from yourself. So if you listen to your own body, and your body's telling you, hey, we have a problem up top here. We need something to help with that. Rather than pop in some Advil, grab an amethyst, which is a purple crystal, or an iolite, another purple crystal. A banded amethyst will sometimes work, although you really do want the heavy purple of stone. And try to work with that. Hold it in your left hand. That's the one that receives energy. Or your right hand is the one that gives. And that is if your hand is right. So your left receives and your right gives. Hold it in your left hand and let that energy flow through you. You can also place it right on the crown of the head and allow that energy to flow through. Now, of course, again, this is spirit working through those crystals. These crystals actually do have energy that is flowing into your body. It's no different than if you get into a pool of water and you feel the energy of that water and you feel refreshed and clean when you leave the water, that getting out of the ocean, going into the ocean, the way that that feels, that's Mother Earth. Standing in the sun, standing in the moonlight, the way that you feel, that is energy from the sun, energy from the moon, energy from Mother Earth works the same way. So using an amethyst to work with your crown chakra is a great, great, great idea. The third eye, which is the next one, that's the brow, so it's in between the eyes, that's indigo. So you're looking at things like lapis. If you haven't seen a lapis, a very, very bright, well, dark, deep blue, like a royal blue color, I call it a bright blue because it's what I consider electric blue, but people have different definitions of electric blue. So in my eyes, it's more of a royal blue. That's what I consider electric. But indigo is the color of the third eye. So if you're, again, let's say you're dealing with headaches there, or you're wanting to open up your spiritual gifts because your third eye and crown are where you're going to really receive a lot of that information. Third eye is where your clairvoyance and clairaudience and all of that stuff is coming in. But your crown is where the light comes straight from spirit, straight from source. So that's certainly you want that to be open so that you're not blocked, and your third eye to be open as well. Working with opening your third eye, you can really work with the indigo colored crystals. And a lapis, as I said, is one of the best to work with that. I have to say, I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly, but the chrysocolla, which is a chrysocolla, that's another crystal. That's a beautiful, beautiful color. I just purchased a raw one from Tumbleweed Botanicals. If you're local, by all means, go in and check out that place. Any of the crystals I talk about today, you'll be able to find there, and you'll be able to talk to Sue or Becca. Sue is the store owner, and Becca is the one that works with Sue. Either one of them can answer any of your questions about any of the crystals I discussed today, and they can guide you in looking for a lapis or a chrysocolla crystal. There are also many other blue stones. They're not necessarily indigo. And the blue stones will work with your next chakra. That's the throat chakra. And the blue stones that I'm going to talk about for a minute, because it's not just about working with chakras. It's also about really helping you feel calm. The throat chakra, when it's blocked, it's something that you need to say, something that you want to get basically, quote unquote, off your chest, but it's really kind of stuck in your throat, so to speak, and you haven't said it, and that starts to block that energy point. When you hold a blue stone, that can start to open it up, and you can speak a little more freely, more clearly. It's also really, any blue stones are really great for creative thinkers, people who write for a living, people who speak for a living. So I myself obviously have many blue stones because I'm on the radio. I also am a writer. So having a blue stone, which I have one right next to me now, is a vital thing. The one I have next to me right now is one of my favorite blue stones. It's a kyanite. Kyanite is such a powerful, beautiful stone. It's a crystal. It's a very shiny, shale-like crystal. It has it shines kind of like a couple of others I'll talk about today. Selenite and tourmaline has that same kind of flaky, shiny, shimmery appearance. I do not currently have a tumbled kyanite. I have a raw one. I do have a tumbled kyanite ring, but the one that I hold is raw. And I prefer the raw selenite, raw tourmaline, raw kyanite, because I love the way they look. If you've never seen a kyanite stone, look it up online. Absolutely stunning. One of my favorites, especially if you're a fan of blue. And kyanite is a very powerful stone, a really powerful healer, great for the throat chakra, also very protective. And if you're into angel energy, which of course I am, kyanite is one that is certainly going to bring in Archangel Michael. And a lot of people believe, or at least say, that kyanite is what Archangel Michael's sword is formed from. Now, of course, you know, we don't really know this, but it is something that is a beautiful image to envision in our minds. Archangel Michael standing there with a beautiful kyanite sword. And again, if you've never seen kyanite, look it up and you'll know what I mean. It's an absolutely stunning crystal. And it is one that I highly recommend keeping by your bed for protection, but also by your workspace, especially if you are writing, if you are speaking, if you are someone who is dealing with clients, customers, other employees. It will help in that arena as far as clearing your throat chakra and helping you talk and say the things that you need to say. It does not retain negative energy. That's a beautiful thing about kyanite. You don't have to clear it like selenite and like tourmaline, which is the black tourmaline I'll be talking about earlier or later today. It's also one that does not retain or accumulate negative energy. So that's a wonderful thing. Also, another blue stone that I love is angelite, which the name says it all. It brings in your angels, and it's a very soft blue stone. And we know in just the color wheel, blue is a very calming color. It brings in our water. And I know Elizabeth's been talking a lot about feng shui. Well, if you're needing water in your career space, in your path in life space, which is, I believe, the north of your home, then you'd want to bring in, you know, angelite, kyanite, things like that, because these are the colors of water. Angelite is a very, very calming stone. If you're feeling very anxious and you're needing something to help calm you, I highly recommend angelite. I grab my angelite anytime I'm feeling nervous or uneasy about something. I have a rounded tumbled stone that I also got from Tumbleweed Botanicals, and it is absolutely beautiful, and it fits in the hand so perfectly. Works with the throat chakra as well as all of these blue stones do, so it will help you as far as speaking is concerned, as far as writing is concerned, as all of the blue stones will. But angelite is one I highly recommend just simply because it is so calming. It just has a very calming energy, unlike the other blue stones that I've worked with. Also, blue calcite. Now, there are different colors of calcite, so there are green and yellow and orange calcites as well, pink calcite, but we're talking about blue calcite, which of course is going to work with your throat chakra as well. Now, again, all of these blue stones work in the same way in that they clear the throat chakra, they help you speak, help you write, great for creative thinkers, also very calming. But again, angelite, I believe, is really honestly the most calming of any of these blue stones I've worked with. But having a blue calcite on board, also a necessary. I consider it one of the must-haves by all means. And then I also would toss in, if I was, you know, going out and collecting the blue stones that I love, I would also toss in an amazonite. Even though it's a blue-green and therefore kind of mixes its duties in between the green aspects of things and the blue aspects of things, it is a beautiful stone and very powerful stone as well. Amazonite is one that I've only worked with, I guess, a little bit. I haven't been working with it too much because I don't always, I use, you know, specific ones for the throat, specific ones for the crown, specific ones for the heart whenever I work with my clients. But I believe amazonite, because it has a mix of green and blue, can work with the heart and the throat. So I kind of put it in the middle. And if you look it up, you can see just how beautiful this one is. It works really more with the heart because of the green in it. People, you know, would say that it's more of a heart-focused stone. But because it can have some blue in it, like I said, it can kind of do both. And sometimes I think when you're talking about crystal healing, when you're having an emotional issue, it is something you want to try to be able to talk about. So what better than to have a stone that can help you release whatever's going on in the heart chakra and also release whatever's going on in the throat chakra to help you breath whatever it is you're feeling. So I think it's a necessary one to have for those purposes. Of course, turquoise falls into the throat chakra and the blue stones. Turquoise is one that, you know, we all have heard about, we all know about. And if you didn't know it, turquoise is a very powerful stone. Not only is it great for the throat chakra and awesome for just jewelry, because let's face it, my natives have been great about making sure that turquoise is in everything that they do, and it's an absolutely beautiful, stunning stone, but it's also very protective stone to wear, and something that you can wear and know that you are protected and you are connected to Archangel Michael. Really, any blue stone is going to call in Archangel Michael, which is another wonderful thing to know about these particular crystals, which angels they're linked to, not just the chakras, but what angels are they linked to. So now let's move on to the heart chakra and the colors of green and pink. Green stones, green citrine, that's one that I highly recommend that you have. Again, all the citrines are easily found at Tumbleweed Botanicals. You can also find them on Etsy shops online and order them there as well. But if you'd like to go in and feel the energy of them, which you don't have an opportunity to do when you walk or when you're ordering online, walk into Tumbleweed Botanicals if you're local. Find a shop wherever you are if you're not, and walk in and feel the energy not only of each individual stone, but just of the shop itself. Remember that you want to find a shop that clears their stones when they get them in. Now, I will say that I go to Home Goods myself to pick up crystals because they often have big chunks of rock. Crystals, I don't think, so let's not tell them, I don't think that they know what they have. So let's make sure nobody from Home Goods is listening right now, because we want them to keep doing what they're doing. But whoever decided to sell those there, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because amazing, amazing pieces, beautiful, big pieces of from green to blue. And they have some big chunks of blue calcite that are gorgeous, deep, deep blue. I have bought quite a few from there, as well as rose quartz, and the list goes on and on, how many kinds of crystals they carry. So if you have a Home Goods in your area, by all means, go there, check out their rock collection, but they don't clear them when they get them. So you do. When you get them home, you clear them and you reprogram them. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. But as far as going into Tumbleweed Botanicals or a shop that does that for you, that doesn't mean you don't need to clear it and program it for yourself when you get home, but you won't have to worry as much about bringing negative energy into your house. If you're purchasing a selenite, a kyanite, a tourmaline, or anything that doesn't retain that negative energy, like an obsidian or a black onyx, you're safe. But with the other stones that do, that's a potential to bring something negative into your house, because it does pick up all the energies from everybody that's touched it. So in a bigger store like Home Goods, where they don't clear them, you're going to have that issue. But at Tumbleweed Botanicals, or a place that you live in, a place where you live that does clear them for you, that makes it a lot easier. You're a lot less likely to take something negative home. So be sure to check those places out and grab some of these stones for yourself. Now, with regard to the green calcite, there's a couple of different types of green calcite. There's some that's more mossy green, a little bit, I guess, maybe on the kind of like leaf green spectrum. And then there's some that mixes that blue-green, like I talked about with Amazonite. The blue-green stuff is my favorite. I'll be honest. Green stones, like really true green, forest green or leafy green, I don't know if it's my element or what it is. Something doesn't work well with me. I can work with green aventurine, which is my next one that we'll talk about, and green calcite, but it has to be the blue-green calcite. Anything that's a little bit deeper green than that, somehow the energy doesn't flow well with me, and I get a little nauseated, especially with some of the darker, deeper stones. And you do need to know that about yourself. You'll find that you'll pick up a crystal. If it doesn't resonate with you, if it doesn't feel right, it's not for you. You don't have to have it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But, you know, there's some that it may feel that way initially. Give it a minute, because sometimes it's clearing something. But if it just feels that way and it doesn't go away, that's not the stone for you. Sometimes they don't work. Make sure they're cleared first before you give them that test, because it could be some negative energy that's attached to it that's making you feel that way. But if it's the stone itself, that's just its way of saying, nope, I'm not yours, don't take me home. So moving on to green aventurine, which is one that is darker that I can work with. A beautiful dark stone also resonates with the heart chakra. Now, remember, green is the primary heart chakra color. Pink is the secondary, so we're dealing with green first. Green aventurine is a darker green, kind of a leafier green stone. You look it up online. You can see beautiful pictures of it. I have worked with the tumbled green aventurine. It's my favorite. In terms of calming, I place a green aventurine on my heart chakra, so right there on my chest, and a rose quartz as well, which we're going to talk about that in a moment. And that always quickly calms me. I can also hold a green aventurine and rose quartz in my left hand and feel that calming sense, that calming energy. So by all means, if you don't have a green aventurine or you don't have a green calcite, go out, find one of these two, decide which one works best for you. If you like them both, get them both. It can't hurt to have a couple. I have both, and I do love both of them, and I work with both of them quite often. Green stones, especially if you are a fan of the color green, are absolutely stunning. And for your abundance areas in your home, you want to place the green stones. Now, granted, I am aware that gold is also the color you'd want to place there, like citrine, which we'll talk about as well. I consider citrine one of your must-haves. But the green stones are going to obviously represent money and therefore wealth and abundance. So on to the next one, emerald. You can get a tumbled emerald stone raw, I think, as well. And those are great for bringing in wealth and abundance. Any of these green stones will do that. So carrying around an emerald will bring in the wealth and abundance. Placing that in your wealth and abundance area will also do that for you. Because you're basically saying to the universe, I'm bringing in the green, and that's exactly what you're wanting to do. So pink stones, which is your secondary heart chakra color, those crystals typically include rose quartz being the first one. And let me go ahead and stop and say rose quartz is my favorite. It's the one that calms me the most out of the pink stones. It's the one that I reach for first whenever I'm wanting to work with the heart chakra and the secondary color. I always include the green as well, but I do love to have a rose quartz on hand, and I consider it one of your must-haves. So certainly write that down on the must-haves list. But also pink tourmaline is another one that's a beautiful one to work with. And to be truthful, pink tourmaline, gorgeous, dark, dark pink. The rose quartz, you can get a pretty dark rose quartz, and of course that's a beautiful find if you are able to find that. But a rose quartz versus a tourmaline. Tourmaline is a darker pink, typically beautiful stone, and it's when it's raw form, absolutely stunning, because just like the black tourmaline has that same shale kind of texture, beautiful color, and just the way it shimmers and shines. Beautiful to have in the home, beautiful to hold in your hand. A rhodonite, also a pink stone, great for the heart chakra, and it carries a powerful healing vibration as well. All of these pink stones are going to help you with relationship problems. They're going to help with emotional healing, bringing in compassion, what I call the color of Mother Mary, because Mother Mary is the light pink. So when we bring in these pink stones, we're bringing in St. Mary, Mother Mary's energy. We're bringing in compassion, which of course, is Mother Mary, forgiveness, which again is Mother Mary. We're releasing our fear, and we're working on our relationships and our love, our heart chakra, our emotions, anything that you want to do in the relationship area of your home. Speaking of feng shui, bring in rose quartz, bring in rhodonite, bring in pink tourmaline. These are beautiful pink stones that you can use that will look absolutely stunning in your home, and they bring in that sense of love, compassion, forgiveness, and relationships, romance, things like that. Also make beautiful gifts for Valentine's Day, because you can find rose quartz in heart shape, just because it is, and now typically you can find all of these in heart shape, but the green and the pink stones often are found in heart shape because they do resonate with the heart chakra, and so typically you'll find them in that shape. And if you can do that, what a great gift for someone. Moving on to yellow, which is our solar plexus. Yellow stones, of course, if you're a fan of yellow, then you're going to love these no matter what. Again, you can find a pink citrine, a green citrine, a blue citrine, a yellow citrine. To see a yellow citrine personally, but I do know they exist. So if you're looking for bringing in yellow or gold stones to work with your solar plexus, which again we've dealt now with the crown, which is purple, the third eye, which is indigo, throat, which is blue, heart, which is green and pink. Now we're at the solar plexus, and we're just going down from the head down rather than the root up. So we're kind of going backwards in terms of chakra numbers. But we've dealt with our amethyst, which is our purple, our iolite, which is another purple, banded amethyst, which is another purple, indigo. We've looked at lapis. We've looked at chrysocolla, blue stone. So we've talked about blue, calcite. We've talked about kyanite. We've talked about angelite. Even want to tell you about celestite, which is another one you can look up. Celestite also brings in your angels because it's celestial. Green and pink stones. So we've talked about green calcite, green aventurine. We've talked about pink calcite, pink rose quartz, pink tourmaline, and rhodonite. And now we're at yellow, and we're discussing the solar plexus, which is what yellow resonates with. So anything basically that looks like the sun is going to resonate with our solar plexus. And yellow stones are really good for bringing in that joyful, warm energy of the sun. So when we talk about yellow, we're also talking about gold. So even pyrite, which is the first one I'm going to talk about, will fit here. Now, pyrite is what we have a long time referred to as fool's gold. It's that shiny gold stone that we saw when we were kids every time we went to some shop that had it as a little novelty item. That is pyrite. Pyrite works with your solar plexus. Pyrite is also good for your abundance area because it's gold. And again, you're saying to the universe, I'm bringing in the gold. And that's what you're doing. It is a warm stone. So when you're wanting to warm up and feel the sun energy and you're trying to get into balance because maybe you're a little too cold in your life, bring in the pyrite. Pyrite's a great stone to work with, a great stone to start with, something to bring in for the abundance area, and something to bring in for your solar plexus. Citrine is another one that's a gold stone, beautiful, beautiful crystal. Citrine is one that I have right in front of me now. Actually, I have two pieces of it. I keep it in my abundance area on my desk because I have feng shuied my desk, as Elizabeth has recommended. And so I've got my citrine over to the left, upper left, for my abundance. But I also have a yellow jasper in the center because that's the center is the yellow stone. And so I've got my yellow jasper there. Now you might say, well, then why wouldn't you put them both there if they both resonate with the yellow? Well, citrine can be considered a sacral or solar plexus. It can be somewhere in the middle because some of them do have a little bit of an orange tone to them. But true citrine is yellow gold. And that gold color, because it's gold, is going to bring in the abundance. And citrine itself is for abundance. So it's something that if you're trying to bring in abundance, you want to have citrine. Also protection, very protective stone. If you're trying to grid your house for protection, make sure you have citrine in your corners because it's a very protective stone to have. It does, however, hold negative energy. You do want to clear these stones. This is one that does need to be cleared. If you're looking for a great way to clear them, if you can get a hold of a big selenite rod or a selenite slab, which you can do at Tumbleweed Botanicals, and you can often do at Home Goods, but make sure you remember, selenite does not hold negative energy, so you do not have to clear this one. You can just grab it and take it home and know that it's good to go. You can place your stones on the selenite for 24 hours or even overnight, depending on, you know, what it's been through. 24 hours to be safe, but overnight, if it's just like, you know, I had it in my pocket and I want to clear it, you can place it on the selenite, and the selenite will clear it for you. Now, that's pretty cool. Thank you, selenite, for doing that for us. Otherwise, you have to place it in some sea salt and let the sea salt clear it. You can also place it in the moonlight and let the full moon clear it. Mother Earth clears all these things for us. Isn't she awesome? So, citrine, you want to make sure that you clear. If you've got a piece of citrine you haven't cleared, stick it on your selenite rod, put it in some sea salt or put it in the moonlight. Make sure that it's cleared so that it's bringing in the good energy and doing what it's meant to do and not holding any negative for you. Yellow jasper, which I also mentioned, that's going to work with your solar plexus. Yellow jasper, if you haven't seen it, look it up. Beautiful, beautiful stone. Typically looks a little banded, like it's a little marbled. I don't really know how to describe it. Different pieces look different ways, but it looks kind of banded in that it has lines through it, a little marbled in that it's got a design through it. It's not just a solid color, but it's absolutely stunning. It's one that if you're a fan of yellow, you definitely want to grab because it has more of a yellow tone to it than the citrine. Citrine is like a crystal quartz, like kind of clear, and it's got these yellow colors to it. But yellow jasper is an opaque stone. In other words, you can't see through it, and it is extremely yellow, very, very yellow. And so it's a beautiful stone to have if that's your color. And if you're drawn to yellow, you'll love it. If you're wanting to bring in more warmth into your home and have that warm energy into your home, grab a yellow jasper. If you're needing to put something in the center of your home, and we're talking about feng shui, to bring in the balance that you're needing there, the yellow jasper, and place that in what would be your center section. And working with the solar plexus to really kind of release any issues that have gathered there, then you certainly want to grab that stone as well. Yellow jasper can be found at Tumbleweed Botanicals. It is one that I recommend purchasing as a tumbled stone. I can't say that I've ever worked with anything else, but the tumbled stones are absolutely beautiful. And they're not rounded. They're in their natural shape and just tumbled so that you can hold them and work with them. Now, I will say in mentioning these stones that there are differences in working with raw and working with tumbled, not just in the way that they work. I do prefer working with raw when it comes to energy because I feel like you can feel the energy work through the stone so much better. But I also know that some of these stones can really crumble in your hands, tourmaline being one of them, selenite being another, kyanite as well. So if you prefer working with something that's not going to do that, if you prefer working with someone something that you feel like is not going to flake off in your hand, then you'll want to go for the tumbled stones. You'll also want to be aware that you cannot place any of these that flake off in water. So you don't want to wash your selenite, you'll be washing it down the drain. Same with tourmaline or kyanite or any of these raw stones. It's best to only do that with the tumbled stones. And even then, you need to look online for information about that because I'm not discussing that today as to whether or not it's safe to put them in water. Like pyrite, for instance, does not need to come into contact with water. It creates a chemical reaction, which is not good, something you don't want to do. Some of these also have copper in them, so you want to make sure that you learn about that, what it is you can and cannot do with them. Like they may be safe to hold and to work with, but not something you'd want to place in water or even try to make a tincture from or something like that. So make sure you're looking all that stuff up since I'm not discussing that today. But again, yellow jasper, that one, highly recommend it. Also know that yellow jasper is one that you can use for protection as well. Of course, all of these are protective stones, every one that I've mentioned so far, amethyst included, can all be used for protection. But yellow jasper is one that it says here on Crystal Vaults, and I'm reading this to you because it's one I couldn't write down quick enough. It was utilized by priests and shamans, spirit guides, to guard man in both physical travels as well as spiritual journeys. So this is a protective stone if you're on a spiritual journey and you're trying to really increase your spiritual gifts, you're trying to open up your third eye, you're trying to release any blockages there, you want to be protected. This is another great stone to have for that sense of protection as you're on this journey. And in the sense of time, we're moving on to orange stones. For the sacral chakra, which I can tell you, orange calcite is my favorite for this, and it looks like a slice of orange. It makes me hungry for oranges every time I work with it. Absolutely stunning to work with as well. One that I think that you would absolutely love if you're drawn to orange in color. And know, please, that I've skipped over a lot of great stones today. These aren't the only purple, indigo, blue, green, pink, yellow, orange, or red stones I'm talking about. There's a world of them out there, and some of them even more popular than the ones I've mentioned. I'm just mentioning these because they're personal favorites of mine. But as far as the orange calcite is concerned, if you haven't seen that one, look it up. I have a couple that I absolutely love working with them. I like the fact that they're very smooth and easy to hold. I'm not a fan of working with the stone that doesn't feel good in my hand. Orange calcite, and I don't just mean energy-wise, I mean holding it and feeling it in my hand. Working with orange calcite always just feels so good, and I love working with it. And again, always makes me want to eat oranges. So if you're a fan of orange, you'll love that one. Another one that's really popular, other than the calcite, is orange carnelian. Carnelian can also fall into the red category. But it is a powerful protective stone as well. It has a really high super energy, great for creative energy, also great for obviously working with the sacral chakra and releasing anything that's going on in that area. Carnelian is something to carry with you, one that I think you would find very protective, also to have in your home for protection. And it's a very confidence-boosting stone. So one, if you're needing some extra confidence, if you're wanting to boost that in yourself or in your home, maybe your kids are needing that, carnelian's great for that. Also brings in good angel energy. So having a carnelian around is definitely highly advised. And there's different colors of carnelian, more red carnelian, little leaning toward the brown, and some that's really true orange. So when you're looking for that, you don't have to fall in love with the first one you find. If it's not the one for you, then either ask whomever you're purchasing from if they have different colors they could access. They could look at images of them, or if you're going online for Etsy shops, there are numerous different colors of carnelian that you can locate that might fit better for you in terms of the color that either goes with your home or goes with what you are drawn to. You'll find the one that's right for you. That's the way spirit works. That's the way I believe. And in the interest of time, I'm going to move on to the red ones. Well, let me say this first. Before we go into red, let me tell you about a stone that kind of I just haven't really worked with, but it is a beautiful one, and it falls in line with the orange, and that's the sunstone. That's also going to bring in wealth and happiness and joy, which also the yellow and the orange will, because, of course, you know, when we think of yellow and we think of the sun and we think of orange and we think of these bright light energies, then you're going to think of joy and you're going to think of light and warmth as well. Orange also in the kitchen, you know, making you feel like you're having a bright light gathering with friends. It's a very welcoming color, very open to dinner parties and conversation, and those things are great to have. So you're going to bring this good energy in with the yellow and the orange stones. But the sunstone is one I haven't personally worked with yet, but it's one that I will recommend as well. It really does bring in that energy of the sun, just like the pyrite does. It is something to have in your wealth corner as well, because it will also bring in that the sunstone. It brings in that wealth, the sun, the shining money, the shining gold, the shining wealth. You're bringing that in as well. And it's also one that can help you ease fear and just bring some warmth into your life. If you're looking for something to make you kind of warm up, then that's one that you want to bring in as well. As far as red stones go, these are going to relate to our root chakra. Your root chakra is the one where really everything that came from your childhood, everything that went on in your core issues, I guess is what they call them, everything that went on in your childhood, things that were really difficult for you to get through, things that are yet to be resolved, all of that stuff typically is in your root. You know, it's anywhere between your solar plexus to your sacral and root. And so your root chakra holds a lot of that sexual energy as well. And because of that, of course, the red is there. So the red, the stones that we would, or the color that we would think of as our passion color, our anger color, but our passion color, love color, you know, we think about red. And that is our root chakra. So our red stones, we would be looking at red jasper, which is, of course, we've talked about yellow jasper. Red jasper is another jasper stone, also one that I think you should look into. It's really just a, it doesn't, it's very different than the yellow. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't have those banded, marbleized effects. It's just pretty flat, at least most of what I've worked with has looked that way. But it is a beautiful stone. You can find them with the banding in it. Any red stone, because it's related to the root, is going to be pretty grounding. It's going to work with your base chakra. So in that sense, it's going to ground you to Mother Earth. And so if you're feeling a little flighty all over the place, grab a red jasper, and that will help ground you, and that will help connect you to Mother Earth. You also want to think about, in terms of healing, if you're having any issues with like PMS or menopause, any of these red stones would be helpful there as well. There's also red aventurine, which is also going to do these things that I've mentioned in terms of bringing in, you know, the energy of Mother Earth, grounding you and connecting and aligning your base chakra, your root chakra. You can bring in a red aventurine as well. So you've got yellow jasper, red jasper, green aventurine, and red aventurine. You can work with both or all four of those beautiful stones to work with as well. And then I have a gold stone, which is also a red stone with basically shiny little sparkles in it. Now, it's not actually a rock. I believe alchemists were trying to do something, and they ended up blending glass and copper, and it ended up being this beautiful, what we now call gold stone, which if you like anything sparkly, you're going to love a gold stone. I also love blue gold stone, but red gold stone is absolutely gorgeous, also very grounding, and works with your root chakra. One that Elizabeth mentioned, and it is one of the three that you will need for this year, which is that red jasper that we talked about earlier, a tiger's eye, which goes in with our gold and yellows, this red carnelian, the one I mentioned earlier that you have an orange carnelian. Well, red carnelian is one that you'd want to get as well. Does the same thing that the orange one does, except that it's more in line with your root chakra. And then, of course, the gold stone. And that gold stone is going to help you this year, along with these others that I just mentioned. I do want to say, with regard to the stones in the red category, if you are a really fiery person, go easy on the red stones, because they are fiery stones. So if you're really fiery and already kind of in a fiery mood, adding red is not going to make it better. It will likely make it worse. So you want to ease up on the fire. Also remember, though, if you're a fire element, holding too much blue is like holding too much water. It'll douse you out. So you can use it sparingly to calm, but you don't want to completely override your own element with one that opposes it. So think about your elements when you're working with crystals as well. What's going to align best with you? I'm an Aquarius, so I love the blue stones, and I love amethyst. Amethyst is my birthstone, and I'm a water bearer, so I love the blue stones, but I'm an air element, so I have to think about that as well. So continue to think about that stuff whenever you're picking your crystals. Now, in this next 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of the show, I want to tell you about the must-haves. Now, this is stuff that you really need to have no matter what, no matter what time of the year, no matter when, no matter what year. These are the things that you must have in your, what I call, emergency crystal kit. Clear quartz. A clear quartz crystal is going to do exactly what it says. It's going to clear you. It's going to clear you of all negative energy. It's going to clear your home of negative energy. It's going to clear your car of negative energy. It's going to clear you of negative energy. Can't get enough of that. I have a ton of it, and I cannot recommend it more. Clear quartz. I have some in my car, a little bitty clear quartz crystal. Great clear quartz crystals can be found at Tumbleweed Botanicals. You can find a lot of clear quartz at Home Goods. You can find clear quartz just about anywhere that sells crystals. It is one that you need to clear and you need to reprogram. And like I said, I would talk about that in a minute. Well, here you go. When you're clearing them, you either, like I said, put them on a selenite rod, stick them in sea salt. If you're going to add water to that sea salt, make sure you know whether or not that's going to hurt the stone. You can find that information online. Or clear it in the full moon and let Mother Nature do it. But once you've cleared it, then you have to program it. In other words, you have to set your intentions. Tell that stone what its job is. If it's got too many jobs, it's going to get overwhelmed. It's not going to know what to do. So if you grab a clear quartz crystal and you want it to protect your car and anyone that gets in the car, then get that clear quartz, clear it, program it, and set your intentions that this quartz, hey there quartz, thank you for coming into my life. You're going to sit in my car. You're going to protect the car. You're going to clear the energy from the car. Make sure there's no negative energy in here. Bring in the bright white light of Christ or whatever it is that you believe in. And you're going to protect everyone that's in this car. So angel energy and everything else is getting lit up in your car because of that beautiful, clear quartz crystal. Black tourmaline, that's another one you need to have. Black tourmaline, black obsidian, or black onyx. Any one of those three would be fine. But you need a black stone, your emergency crystal kit. And the reason is because black absorbs the negative. So it's kind of what I call my doorman. I put a black obsidian in front of my door. I have one next to my door. I have one to the left and the right. And that way, anybody that walks in, basically their negative energy gets checked at the door because it's getting absorbed immediately. It's not going to go anywhere because my doorman's going to check it. So I've got black obsidian, black tourmaline, and black onyx, and those three are great to have, but at least one is a must-have. I prefer tourmaline, but that's just because I like working with the raw, flaky, beautiful stones. If you're not a fan of that, if you don't want it to break up in your hand, use black obsidian. Next after that would be onyx. And, of course, you can find a lot of onyx jewelry out there. Always protective to wear black onyx around your wrist, around your neck, or on your hands in the ring form. However you find it, make sure you have some black stone on you at all times. Another must-have, lapis. We talked about that earlier. I usually sleep with a lapis. I also sleep with an amethyst, which is another one you need to have. And I sleep with an aura quartz, which not necessary to have that, but a clear quartz would be in place of that. So have a lapis and an amethyst. Make sure that you have a selenite because they help clear your other stones and because they bring in the bright white light of Christ, angel energy, however you want to look at it. They bring in bright white clearing light. Rose quartz for your heart chakra, bringing in love and compassion and forgiveness. A citrine so that you have protection and you're also bringing in wealth. Hematite, because that one's a very protective one as well. A beautiful stone. Also lots of jewelry made out of that one. Easy to find in tumbled form. And I recently found a beautiful raw tumbled hematite at Tumbleweed Botanicals. If you're looking for any of these and you still don't have enough information, go online, look at all these stones. You can look up crystals all over the place. Get information. Go to Tumbleweed Botanicals if you're local. Go to Home Goods and check out what they've got, but make sure you clear them. Make sure you clear them and program them. And if you go to a shop in your area, make sure you ask questions about these stones. Learn more and more about them because people, the energy is here. We're shifting, we're learning, we're ascending, we're awakening, and these are our messengers. This is the way that we stay connected. We stay connected to the earth when we use crystals, and that connects us to spirit because spirit can work through these and has worked through these for eons. So let's continue to use them and continue to let them help us because that's what they do. If you have any questions you want to give me or to Elizabeth about these crystals I've mentioned today, just shoot us a message online. facebook.com/girlpowerhalfhour, and we'll get back to you as soon as we reach your, as soon as we receive your message. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm so grateful for you, and I hope you learned as much as you can about the basics of crystals and the must-haves that you can get so that you make sure that you have your emergency crystal kit on hand and you're doing your part to get to know these gifts that Mother Earth has given us. Thanks so much, guys, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Bye-bye.